You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
The life of the believer is a wonder. The life of the believer is unusual. Unusual preservation in the life of the believer, and particularly the minister, the one who has covenanted with God, decided in their hearts that they would use everything in them, their giftings, their knowledge, their abilities, their skills, competencies, all these in service to Jehovah God Almighty, Yahweh, the Lord God, Most High, above all other gods. Every servant of the God we serve's life is a mystery. Unusual. Psalm 71 verse 7. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. This month we dwell on God, my refuge. I just want to move just aside a bit to, let's read briefly Psalm 91. Let me just, strange, wow. He that dwelleth, so just watch, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, being in the refuge of the Lord. And we see in verse 2, I'll say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Now look at the manifestation of being in the Lord's refuge. When you have God as your refuge in the life of the minister, look at the manifestations. Let me just go through quickly. You may not have it on your screen, but just move with me. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So we see deliverance from the snare of the fowler, from snares, deliverance from the noisome pestilence. Then he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The Lord covers us with his feathers until we are preserved. I'm just relating Psalm 91 to our theme scripture so that you see the truth cutting across God's word concerning the preservation of the life of the minister. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, verse 5. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And look at 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So through all these challenges, the life of the believer, the life of the minister, who sees God as his refuge is being preserved. Others are falling. Enemies are getting destroyed. And yet the believer is being preserved. This is your heritage in Jesus' name. Only with an eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. The life of the believer is a wonder. When God is your strong refuge, you are preserved and your life becomes a wonder, which is a mark of divine favor. Today is Favor Thursday. What we read in Psalm 91 from verse 1 down to verse 9, you see the display of God's favor in the life of the minister. Because the minister has chosen the Lord as his refuge. To choose God as your refuge is choosing God as your defense. You may think cryptocurrency is your defense. It is good to know earthly principles. Seed time and harvest time shall not cease as long as the earth remaineth. So yes, all these principles are there. Working hard is good. Earning is good. Making investments, good. Yes, all these. But when you look at what I read from Psalm 91 downwards to the 9, verse 1 to 9, you see that when you make the Lord your refuge, it does not become you making money as a defense, because there's a day that money can fail. When the economy is down, when there's depression, what is your money going to do for you? Because in scripture, there was a day that money meant nothing. People were eating their children. People were selling the head of donkey for so much. Deprivation, when there are no rainfalls. Imagine if there's no rainfall throughout the year for 7 years. It's not that it hasn't happened before. Look at what happened in Egypt. For 7 years of famine, right now that the world is a global village. Even with a war in Iran, just the blockade of one street, there are projections of famine in certain countries because fertilizer cannot be transported, etc., etc. The Lord truly, it can be our only refuge. Because no matter the human machinations and the human orchestrations you put together, yes, God has given us wisdom. We could even build a tower as tall, the Tower of Babel, as tall going to the sky. So our skyscrapers are not the first. Man has always had some capacity, but when God steps in, when one tornado can just raise everything down, one tsunami, one earthquake, one civil war, just a misunderstanding between two families, it can turn everything else upside down. Also knowing that the enemy, according to scripture, is in the earth here, woe betide man, then we must know that we are to daily dwell in God's favor. How? By making him our refuge. When people see us preserved day in, day out, COVID, you didn't die. Iran war, you didn't die. Political parties come and go. You are still thriving. The Lord has sustained you. You may say that, oh, pastor, I'm facing challenges and difficulties. Even in my exams as a student, please mark the end of the righteous. You will excel. You will pass. You will succeed. As a matter of fact, your current situation does not even determine your end. Because there are people who were having first class in school, but today they are nowhere. And so make the Lord your refuge so that his favor can continually speak in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, our first prayer from Psalm 61 verse 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. You don't need to see a big giant in the middle of the road with enemy written on his forehead coming at you. But for you to make it from your house to work and back on daily basis, it's a miracle, because there are many who have died through all sorts of means. It's not, Pastor, you are talking negative. No, I'm telling you the reality of life, that every day is a miracle. So it is the Lord, and we belittle it. That's why I'm drawing your mind to it. We look at all the things, I want this, God, I want this, I want this, because we haven't gotten them yet. We belittle all the blessings of the Lord's favor upon our life every single day. So I want you to understand that it is God who has been a shelter for you. And he is the one who is shelter and a strong tower from the enemy. That is how come you even make it each and every day. I want you to lift up your voice and pray, Father in heaven, let your shelter over my life be evident as a testimony of favor. In Jesus' name, please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, let your shelter over my life.
Let your shelter over my life be evident, be evident, be evident, be evident. As a testimony of your favor. As a testimony of your favor over my life in Jesus' name. Let your shelter over my life be evidence as a testimony of your favor. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Continue to manifest your favor over my life by the provision of your shelter in my life. As you see the prayer on your screens, pray, 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 pray. Tabando do 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 bo shabaraba. Rabba baya bedebe. The Lord is hearing you right now. Rebe kebeya baraba. Yamba, oh God, you are shelter. You are the shelter over our lives. And let that shelter be evident, continually be evident as a testimony of your favor in our lives in Jesus' name. We are praying our second prayer. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I dwell in you, let goodness and mercy track my every step. In Jesus' name, begin to pray this prayer from Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 6, your word says, that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I dwell in you, let your goodness and mercy track my every step. Track my every step. Let there be no step that I take without your goodness and your mercies. Following me in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We are praying our very last prayer. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 5, verse 12. We are praying the Father in heaven, compass me about with favor, as with a shield, because I hide in you. In Jesus' name, begin to pray this promise of the Lord concerning his favor, compassing us round about as a shield. The favor of the Lord is as a shield. As a shield, preserving us in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to fulfill. Continue to fulfill this manifestation of your favor in our lives. As a shield, as a shield, as a shield. When the enemy comes against us, let him meet you as a shield. Your favor, hide us, Lord, even under your favor. Compass, Lord, us run about with your favor as a shield. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving, for the Lord has been, he has favored us. He He has shielded us. He has made us his refuge. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please. The Lord can only be your shield first by relationship. You need to have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. And he has prescribed the way, the only way by which you can have access or you can have a relationship with him. And it is through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who sacrificed his life for us and yet took back that life. And today he's living, making intercession for us, that we not be condemned to eternal death, but we be translated even into his eternal kingdom. I want you to just say these few words after me if you desire to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So just say this: Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today I come to you. Please forgive me of all my sins. I repent of each and every one of them. And Lord, I choose to serve you from this day and forevermore. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, please, so that I can have the grace and the ability to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for all he has done for us in the service. We want to lift up this song unto the Lord. You empower us there. Oh, your dominion command me. Oh, my arm to say you. In the service, please ensure that you contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.